Hi, so as you mentioned, I'm just looking at arthropods as ecological measures in desert spring health. I'm trying to use it as a classification system. So sort of just as an introduction to what I'm doing, these concepts were adapted heavily from stream ecology and the EPT measures that have been established. And using those, as well as some organic functional ecology type of measures that have been developed by Mark Whalen and some others, particularly some studies in Australia, have tried to use this in different systems to try to use the idea of using insects as indicators of system health. So in order to apply this to this system in the desert, there had to be some adaptations, and some of those would be defining what are indicator species that I should be looking for in order to give a good indication of the health of the spring systems. Also, the identification of these key arthropods and using developing trapping methods that would focus particularly on these indicator species in order to not have extra insects to look at, or maybe as an idea to get diversity, it might be helpful to have these, but otherwise to focus on a certain type of taxa that we're looking for. And also, in order to establish some baseline to understand the health of these systems, comparing with plant fauna that have already been established have been helpful. So that's a key to understanding and seeing if these at all are predictive of the health. So this is just a picture of the Mojave Desert. This is where the study was taking place, specifically within the Mojave National Preserve. The springs here were they're hard to work with in the sense that they're fairly ephemeral. They vary considerably in their elevation, the water course characteristics, the size, the flow of these springs vary a lot. So some of the methods that we used were basically to look at the stream quality characteristics, look at the surrounding hydrology, look at the specific taxa that we were looking for, get more of a descriptive look at the plants and animals, and also looking at just the geospatial data that might in fact impact those spring systems at a level that was beyond just that small water source there. And also the springs in the Mojave Desert, most of them have been altered and have some disturbance to them. Oftentimes this is by humans for many generations before, so it's hard to find pristine sites that haven't been disturbed in any way. So trap deployment, basically the traps were deployed along the water course at set intervals. We tried to place them in a way that the animals would not impact these, specifically because one thing that we're looking at is cattle grazed versus non-cattle grazed. It was seen that the cattle had a tendency to run these traps over, to knock them off. So it was needed that these traps would not be disturbed. Also for the assessment characteristics, temperature, pH, dissolved oxygen, and electrical conductivity were measured for the sites that had standing flowing water. Vegetation covered percentage was also estimated based on specifically known or prevalent taxa. So this is an example of a cattle impacted site. This site has actually been now exclosed from any cattle, but there's obvious changes and alterations to this system that can be seen both with humans draining this water and forcing it to go into troughs and other things, and as well as being blasted and created. This is more of a pristine site. This has been exclosed so that large mammals cannot access this as much and disturb it. And this is just a lot more vegetative cover, as you can see. So this site is definitely, there's differences in these sites. So basically there's a lot of known effects. The change in species diversity is very obvious, as well as nurturing cycling. Obviously the inputs that they input into those systems significantly change the systems. There's other pressures upon these water systems as well. Because it's a preserve, there's hunting that's allowed, although it's not supposed to be within a certain distance from these springs. Grazing of other animals is important too, such as burros, these invasive species that are in these areas that can have an impact. So it needs to be remove these other pressures upon the systems and try to look specifically at cattle grazing as one of the main differences that may cause a degradation in the health of the systems. So for these things, for this study, we are going to look at diversity, richness, and evenness measures, look at Shannon Wiener, as well as the ANOVAs for the spring systems, looking at different each characteristic, and also just looking at the arthropods in comparison with the known assessments for springs, looking at plants. However, this is basically, I could not generate any data because of the main problems were with the identification of the insects. The trapping methods that I used were obviously not good because of the yellow sticky traps that I used. These were used because of their ease of deployment. Some of these other trapping methods definitely would be superior in getting examples for comparison, and so in the future these alternative trapping methods will be used and can be used to get indicators, species that can be used to identify these other yellow sticky trap and collected insects. So these specimens are often damaged, especially for the Diptera. So this, it's very difficult to get identification where it's been identified. There has been some just preliminary looking at these different studies or the different sites, and it was found that there is a difference between the five cattle grazed and the five uncattle grazed sites in terms of diversity and in terms of key indicators. So there's a significant need for revision of this study, and this basically was because of limit of personnel and time, as well as resources in order to not have trapping methods. So in order to get better data from this, there needs to be more resources and more methods used, additional trapping methods to look at how these springs really do differ. And it's also going to be difficult because of the different variability between these spring sites, the elevation and the water course characteristics that differ. It's going to be difficult to distinguish whether or not those are what play a difference or show a difference in the taxa, or it's the actual vegetation and other characteristics that have been caused by cattle or other inputs. So with that, is there any questions? Yeah.
Plenty of time for questions. Have you thought about other sorts of trapping methods that might be practical?
Yes, the question was, has I thought of other trapping methods? Yes, I have thought of using water pan traps. The difficulty, the concern was because it's a preserved system, it's hard to follow regulations, and still, because it's a desert ecosystem, those water pan traps oftentimes need to be replenished daily or even more than that. Also, pitfall traps have been considered in Malaysia traps. I'll probably be looking at even more, trying to get some idea of additional trapping methods in this type of system that could be used, but those are some of the ones that I thought of. Yes?
Are some of your springs, long-lasting enough to use the aquatic insect calling fish?
The question was, is there any sign of aquatic insects at these spring sites? Some of them, I believe that there are. However, most of the ones that I looked at, there was no evidence of this. There's only one spring site that I'm looking at that I believe would have that. I know that there's definitely indicators that can be used within aquatic systems that would be helpful for this. So that needs to be examined further to see whether or not that would be a possibility.
Among terrestrial insects, have you looked at any groups that might be preferable as far as the ecological bioindicators?
Yes, this I didn't mention. The specific ones that I'll be likely looking at will be some coccinellids, the Neuroptera, carabid beetles. I think that will need to be with the pitfall traps. We'll likely be able to catch those. So those are particularly the ones that I've been looking at, as well as the identification in order to distinguish a difference between the cattle grazed and non-cattle grazed, finding specific species that would be found associated with the cattle directly in order to compare those. Even if the cattle aren't present there, if those could be trapped there, there could be signified presence of the cattle. Specifically, that might be useful for a resource management standpoint in order to see if some reason for these grazing allotments, if these cattle are being into areas that they're not supposed to be in. So if that association be identified, then that would be valuable.
Put in propylene glycol in pan traps. I've let that out in deserts in the last week.
Okay, propylene glycol. Any other questions? Thank you.